This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
If your partner couldn't afford the ring of your dreams, would you have an issue buying it yourself? Speak Swine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I think it's a great question.
Yeah, and the question is coming to the forefront this morning because the news is breaking as we speak about the hard, cold truth about Kim Kardashian and her engagement rings. I mean, the woman's been married, I think, two or three times now.
Who are they? Kanye? Who else?
Kanye, Chris Humphries. Yep. That only lasted 72 days. And I don't know if she was ever engaged to Ray J, but regardless.
Celebs take marriage very seriously.
Yes, and obviously, if you have a surplus of money, you can sport a ring that is as big as someone's car, right? So the story came out that after a 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries, she had an 18-carat ring that she said he made her give up. When the two split, they had less than an amicable divorce, and Kim's emerald-cut diamond engagement ring was caught in the legal crossfires, okay? She said, "I didn't keep it," talking about the ring. "I was pregnant with North and still married to him," she explained. "In order to divorce him," he said, "I had to give up the ring in the divorce."
Oh,
now,
right.
This would have been fine and well, but I bought the ring and he only contributed a fifth.
I want to know how much.
18 carat ring.
How much did an 18 carat ring cost? That's stupid money.
Yeah. That's insane. I mean, millions.
Millions. But why would you want a target on your back like that? Who wants to walk around with a boulder on their finger? Who?
I mean,
I know there's some women saying, "Oh, I'll take it."
I mean, she's a celebrity. She can, you know, afford whatever it is. But I think it begs the question, right? Because obviously Kim Kardashian is a gajillion, bajillion year, right? But I think for normal people, regular, everyday people who, you know, have maybe dreamed of their wedding or their ring or whatever the case may be, they've always thought of, "I'm going to have this on my finger. And whenever I look down at my finger, I want to see this. And I want to know that the ring that I've been dreaming about since I was a little girl is going to be there." And you end up with a guy who, for whatever reason, cannot financially foot that bill of your 5-6 carat ring, which is still a huge ring. Would you be like, "All right, Johnny, I got it. I will buy my own ring or at least pay half"?
Kaylee says, "If we get married, we're most likely merging finances anyway. So I don't have a problem with splitting the cost or paying for some of the ring." I don't think traditionally that's something a guy should let a woman do. If you're going to propose and get engaged, I mean, what do they say a ring costs today? A certain percentage of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So you should buy the ring and propose. Now, if she's asking for something that's absolutely ridiculous that you can't afford, it's like, well, you know, you get what you get. And if you really desperately want something bigger than what I already gave you, then yeah, you're going to have to, not even contribute. You just might not be the one for me. I told you, we've shared this story about me having this conversation with an ex.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't making much money at the time, but she had to have a ring. And if I were to propose, it had to be at least $27,000 or more with a certain carat, with a certain clarity. She wrote it all down. And that's where the argument started. I said, this isn't important to me. Not to mention, I was making like 19 bucks an hour.
Right.
At the time.
The debt collectors were calling left and right.
I'm not going to do it.
It was simply too much.
I'm simply too much. My hands are tied.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it. And if I'm being honest, it left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that there are some people who are just extremely materialistic, and that's fine, right? Like, it is what it is. And there's... You don't have to share all the same interests as your partner
mm-hmm.
when it comes to things that you're into, right? But at the same time, I think it all comes down to, I don't know, compromise and meeting someone where they're at or meeting someone in the middle. But for you to sit there, Chris Humphreys, and be like, I need that ring when you literally contributed way less than half.
Yeah, that's I don't get. That to me doesn't make any
sense.
That
was what he kind of kept her on the hook for, was that ring. And also, like, what are you doing with that ring? Obviously selling it.
The question we're asking in 585-252-9800 is, if your partner couldn't afford the ring of your dreams, would you have an issue buying it yourself? I got a text from this person. By the way, Costco has some really nice jewelry. Don't feel bad. But this woman just texted in and was like, where is the text? Don't get a ring from a mall jewelry store. You get better quality at other places, but if he gets a ring from the mall at a jewelry store, it's a red flag. Why?
Why? Why is that? No, genuinely.
Can't go to Dubai jewelry store. Those rings were taken.
It also just like begs the question of where people are at in life, right? Like, mm-hmm. for example, if I were to get engaged... And we have tons of jewelers that advertise on this station, and they come to me and they're like, hey, we want to do an endorsement with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. I mean, I would be stupid to be like, no, I can't. That's my girlfriend's duty to buy that for me. It's like, it comes down to being financially responsible at the end of the day.
If you can't buy it, you shouldn't afford it. My buddy bought his fiance.
I mean, if you can't afford it.
If you can't afford it, you shouldn't buy it, because I got a friend, he spent $30,000 on an engagement ring. Realistically, he might have only been able to afford $7,500. But of course, he went right into debt right off the bat because that's what she wanted. And I'm like, oh God, $30,000 on the ring?
Yeah. And then she loses it.
I don't care what any woman says. I love him no matter what. If you buy a woman a tiny little engagement ring, she's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
She will. She will be embarrassed to put it on social media. She'll be embarrassed to show it off to her friends. I love him no matter what. I'm sure you do, but you're embarrassed. Woman wants a nice ring.
You can sit there and be like, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. It's like, well, when you need a microscope to look at your symbol of love and gratitude, I think it should probably start mattering.
If the crumbs on the kitchen table are bigger than the rock on your finger, you're going to have a problem with it.
Pebble. We bought my ring together for $600 at JCPenney's.
Oh.
We made nothing at the time.
Good for you.
And this was what was realistic. 17 years later, I still love my ring and its story. All right. You do you, boo.
JCPenney's was
okay
around.
With it.
She bought it from JCPenney's in the 1940s?
No, not 1940s. I think, you know what? If it makes you happy, it makes you happy. But I will say this, and we'll go back to what we were just talking about with the kid. And, you know, one of us has to work around here. If you buy yourself your ring and then you get in a fight and you throw it in their face, like, well, of course you wouldn't do that, Johnny, because I had to buy my own ring. Like,
yeah,
that's not.
It's just you're asking for problems later on, you know, if you hold it over their head.
This person, me and my husband split the cost of our engagement ring and wedding bands as well. Wow. Interesting.
In the wedding bands, Dee Dee says, my fiance and I split the cost of my ring because he made more than me, but was paying off a mountain of law school debt. So I didn't like the idea of him prioritizing a ring over those payments. Good on you. That's what it's about, helping each other out.
Right.
Helping each other win.
Just neighbors and helping neighbors.
Before we take a break and give away these tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction, you got to tell me, because the person you're with right now, Breezy, could most likely be your person for life.
Right.
Do you each buy each other an engagement ring, or does only one person get
one? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much money?
Mine's obviously going to be more expensive.
I knew it. How much would you be willing? I mean, does it have to be more than $2,000?
Does it have to be?
Yeah.
Like for me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What's the...
But I also don't care about lab or natural.
Right. You don't care about the lab grown diamonds or anything like that.
No. And that's obviously cuts the cost in half.
Lab diamonds are way cheaper.
Yeah.
So as far as buying her a ring, she's a lot less materialistic than you are.
Yeah, I mean, she might just want one of those silicone things that the CrossFitters wear.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And which would be great for me.
All right, speaking of love, this Saturday night is officially the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. And if you're looking to maybe get a ring on that ring finger, you could meet the person of your dream Saturday. 25 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors will be taking the stage. All the money goes to charity at CSC, formerly known as Gildas Club, and Breezy and I will be hosting. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 right now to win that pair of tickets for Saturday to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.